As the farming population ages, who will take the reins? Iowa's poet laureate Mary Swander helps guide farmers through these tricky transitions. Kate Young sat in on one of Swander's legacy letter workshops in Bloomington, Indiana, and has this report for Harvest Public Media.
My great-great-grandfather farmed 2,000 acres. He was a huge cattle guy. The railroad spur came up into our property, and he would send cattle to Chicago on that.
That's Mary Swander, reading from a book called The Future of Family Farms. She's reading a letter written by a farmer about the history of his land.
The track was taken out in the late 1970s, but in dry years, you can still see it. Those 2,000 acres were then divided among their three children.
Swander is the poet laureate of Iowa. She's also a playwright and the artistic director of Swander Woman Productions, which takes agricultural plays throughout the United States. This day, she's here for a performance of Map of My Kingdom.
That's a play about farmland transition. We've been touring this play now for 3 years. It was originally commissioned by Practical Farmers of Iowa to help families open up a conversation about how they were going to donate the land or whatever their plans might be for their farms and to help them talk about it. Because we didn't, you know, traditionally, we were good Midwesterners. We didn't talk about anything like this that had money and death attached to it, especially.
Iowa and other farm states are facing a major transition. More than half of Iowa's farmland is owned by people over the age of 65. That means a lot of land is changing hands in the near future, and a lot of tough decisions. When farmers who own their land pass it along, they often want to divide it equally between their heirs. But those who want to farm may not be able to buy out their other relatives.
If you don't make a plan, oftentimes the farm will be just sucked up into urban sprawl or, you know, a large corporate farm.
That's why Swander and the Practical Farmers of Iowa recommend that farmers put their goals for their land into their own words.
Just write something down on the paper that your family can then talk about, reflect upon, discuss before you go into that expensive meeting with your lawyer.
After the play, workshop participants pair up to begin interviewing each other about their farms, with a set of questions that Swander provides.
Okay, so why don't I start interviewing you, Bob?
Okay, all right.
So tell me where your farm is located and how many acres there are.
Okay, this is a northern part of Monroe County and 200 acres.
To give some guidance, Swander shares examples from the book where the guy's writing about his great-grandfather, the cattle guy.
The key to making a really evocative letter that somebody's going to read is these details. He talks about the train track and how it was taken out, but you can still see it on a dry day. Isn't that nice? It's just a beautiful image, you know. There's real poetry to this guy.
Swander stresses it's also important to convey what really matters to you for the future of your farm. If your heirs understand that you want to see the land continue as farmland, they might take the time to find a buyer who wants to grow food, or they might choose to keep the land and lease it out to a young farmer who doesn't own land but wants to grow food. These non-traditional land transfers take time to set up, which is why Swander wants to help farmers start the conversation as early as possible. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Kate Young.